The whole world has been deceived. They have been deceived into believing that their religion will bring them to heaven. No matter the religion, all of them are part of this deception, including Christianity, Judaism, Messianic Judaism, and all other religions who believe in a power greater than they are. They believe that they are right. They believe that their way is the only way. Our Creator gave us instructions, and the people of the world have rejected them in favor of man's rules and religious doctrines. Scripture said that this would happen. It also says that only a remnant will be saved. Are you part of that remnant? Only Scripture can say. Welcome to the Messianic Jewish Moment.
Once again with your weekly Messianic Jewish Moment. Great to be here once again with you. This message is called 10%. I think you know what that means. If you grew up in any kind of Judeo-Christian type of upbringing, then you know what the 10% signifies. And you probably watch televangelists and other people using this 10% to their own gain and also to their detriment, as we will get into here. It's not what you think it is. So... there's a lot of people out there who believe it, though. I mean, because, you know, we're supposed to trust those people that have, like, the degree in theology or something, right? Yeah, I mean, we're supposed to, right? I mean, if they're leading a church or a synagogue or whatever, then they obviously must know what they're talking about. Well, not necessarily. The vast majority don't know what they're talking about. Or maybe they do, and they're just... intentionally deceiving people. Maybe they see the truth there, but then they look at how much they make in their career. They look at this position of power and authority and everything, and then they're like, "Well, you know, I don't want this to end, so I'm not gonna say the truth, you know. And I could lose my charter and everything like that. And then what am I gonna do? Am I gonna go just work at Burger King or something? You know, I mean, so they might." Consciously be lying to people about this in order to have their own personal gain. Only Yah knows the heart of people, and you know it's kind of sad to see that this lie has been out there when the scriptures have been around longer than the lies. You know, and there's very few people out there that are going to stand up and talk about this stuff. And while I'm one of the few. I hate to rain on your parade if you're a pastor or a rabbi or a Hebrew roots teacher or whatever, you know. I really sorry, but if you're telling people they have to give 10% of their paycheck, you are a false teacher. Father Yah Yud Hefaf, hey, Almighty Yahavah, I ask that you anoint my unworthy lips of clay one more time so that I could share your truth, so that people could come to you the way that you want them to come to you. Not the way that these pastors, rabbis, Hebrew roots, sacred namers, flat earthers, Nazarenes, and all these other people say to come to you, Father, because they don't know you. They have absolutely no clue who you are, what you're about, where you're at. They can't lead people to you if they can't find you, if they don't see you. You know, we don't need to see with our eyes. We just need to see with our souls. Our soul knows its way back home if home is with you, Father. So, Father, I pray that this message reaches out to those souls who you need to come back home. B'Shem Emmanuel HaMashiach. Thank you, Father. I believe for so long, that, you had to give 10% of your income and everything, you know, and it was a gross, not the net either, you know. I mean, you had to give 10%, and, you know, that's what Yah required from us, and that he would rain down blessings on us if we did so, and whatever. And, that really doesn't quite work, because... that's not what the scriptures say. And